Harper Audio presents Run the World, My 3,500-Mile Journey Through Running Cultures by Becky Wade, performed by Allison Ryan. Introduction. The devil is in Durartu. Today very, very not strong. Stretching at the base of Mountain Toto, 8,500 feet above sea level, I caught my breath after lagging behind Banshee and Messeret in that Morning Hills workout. I had an excuse ready. I'd arrived in Ethiopia only days before, and would need several weeks to acclimate to the time zone and altitude. I longed to prove to these women that I was also a serious runner, having competed at the U.S. Olympic Trials and at the World Junior Track and Field Championship. But neither my language nor my lungs would let me. I'd have to gasp my way through the girls' easy runs, watch helplessly as they pulled away from me in workouts like this one, and grin with every shout of encouragement. Aizo, Becky! Berta! Durartu, though, was struggling. The 22-year-old, born and raised in Sololta, a town 10 kilometers outside Addis Ababa, could normally hold her own against the other two. Pound for pound, my 5-foot friend was one of the stronger distance runners I'd encountered, with the quads of a soccer player and the spring of an antelope. But you never know it if you saw her that morning. As Banshee and Messi bounded up the dirt road, Durartu lagged farther and farther behind. Glistening with sweat, a grimace on her face, she looked more like the local firewood carriers who piggybacked buffalo-sized bundles up the mountain.